Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me today as we journey together to live agelessly. And as always, I'm so glad that you joined me today, so thank you for that. If you'd like to help support the show, I would really appreciate it if you rate, review, or subscribe to my podcast. Why do we feel so good when we laugh? Some of the most memorable and fun times of my entire life have been laughing with friends and family until we were laughing so hard that you couldn't catch your breath and your face hurt. Unfortunately, many of us have forgotten how important this is, not only for mental well-being, but also for physical well-being. And not only that, research shows that the health benefits of laughter are far-ranging. Laughter can help relieve pain, bring us greater happiness, and even increase immunity. Having the ability to be able to laugh and having a sense of humor is one of the biggest strengths we can possess. But unfortunately, many people don't get enough laughter in their lives. They've forgotten how to have simple fun. Or maybe there's another issue, like not surrounding yourself with like-minded people, or as some like to say, not hanging out with your tribe. People function at different vibrational frequencies, and when you find your tribe, you'll know it because you will be laughing more than you can remember ever doing before. This is interesting. Healthy children may laugh as much as 400 times per day, but guess what? Adults tend to only laugh about 15 times per day, and those are probably the adults that actually have a sense of humor. If you ask me, I think almost all of us could use a little bit more laughter in our lives, considering how beneficial a good laugh can be for our stress levels and overall wellness. One of my favorite things to read about is centenarians, otherwise known as people who live to 100 and generally in good health. One thing the majority of these centenarians have in common is that they make it a point to laugh every single day. And the University of Maryland did a study back in 2005. It showed that there is actually science behind this. Laughter actually helps relax blood vessels, which results in lower blood pressure, and that decreases the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. It was also discovered that laughing helps increase the amount of disease-fighting cells found in our bodies. These disease-fighting cells are called the B cells and T cells, and we have all heard a lot about these lately since we've all been dealing with COVID. And we know how important they are because they attack and destroy toxins, infectious cells, cancerous cells, viruses, and bacteria. And our hormones actually benefit from laughing too, because laughter reduces stress, which lowers our cortisol levels, which are our stress hormones. And at the same time it does that, it increases our endorphin levels, which are our feel-good hormones. And this is interesting. Laughing for 15 minutes burns between 10 and 40 calories. So if you're at a really good comedy show for an hour, that adds up to a good amount of calories for doing something really fun. So how do we get more laughter into our lives? Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to learn how to laugh at ourselves. Most of us take ourselves way too seriously, which limits our ability to find the humor in difficult situations. In addition, it can make us uptight and overly sensitive to what people may be thinking about us, which is another topic altogether. But learning to laugh at ourselves takes some of the pressure off, and it allows us to be more authentic and vulnerable, which are desirable character traits. And here are two ideas to learn how to laugh at yourself. Number one, give yourself permission to be silly. At the right moment, being silly is a plus, and before you know it, others will join in and you will all laugh about it. I remember at one summer party that I was having, a friend started to get really, really silly and began filling up water balloons. And before we knew it, we were all running around the backyard like little kids, throwing these water balloons at each other and screaming and laughing like you see these kids do. It was so much fun. And 3 years later, it's something we still talk about. And number two, look for the funny side of things. When you're upset over something, ask yourself, how could this situation be funny? Humor is a great way to deal with adversity and can even turn negative into a positive. We all have those stories when things were happening, we didn't seem to think that they were very funny, but in hindsight, when we went to retell the story, we could not help but laugh about them. Try to find something that you personally find humor in. Is it a certain TV show like Impractical Jokers, watching funny cat videos, stand-up comedians at a comedy club, or are you lucky enough to have that friend and you too can always make each other laugh? Make the time in your life to engage in these activities, and if you're lucky to have a partner with a sense of humor, you can laugh together, which will also strengthen your relationship. And going to a movie or a comedy club with friends is another great way to get more laughter into your life. The contagious effects of laughter may mean you'll laugh more than you otherwise would have during the show because you'll be with other people and everybody will be there laughing. And plus, you'll have jokes to reference at later times with the friends that you were there with. Another thing is having friends over for a party or a game night. It's a great way to set up for laughter and other good feelings. And making time for this kind of fun is important as any other habit you keep in your life to support your health and very possibly maybe more enjoyable than most of your other health habits as well. And while wasting time watching something marginally funny may actually frustrate you, watching truly hilarious movies and shows is an easy way to get laughter into your life whenever you need it. You may want to share your recommendations with friends and you'll have something to talk about, laugh about together. I always ask friends for recommendations for funny shows, especially on Netflix. And after I'm done watching them, we have something new to talk about. Laughter connects us with others. Just as with smiling and kindness, most people find that laughter is contagious. Think of that baby that starts laughing for no reason, the giggling baby, and pretty soon everyone is going to be joining in, and no one really knows why they're laughing, just that they are, and it's making them feel really good. So if you bring more laughter into your life, you can most likely help others around you laugh more and realize these benefits as well. And by elevating the mood of those around you, you can reduce their stress levels and perhaps improve the quality of the social interactions that you experience with them and reducing your stress even more. Laughter brings the focus away from anger, guilt, stress, and negative emotions in a healthy and beneficial way. And humor can give us a little more lighthearted perspective and help us view events as challenges, thereby making them less threatening and more positive, and probably coming up with a better solution to solve the challenge. Laughter is one of my all-time favorite stress management strategies because it's free, it's convenient, and it's beneficial in so many ways. So instead of complaining about life's frustrations, try to laugh about them. If something is so frustrating or depressing, it's ridiculous, realize that maybe you could look back on it and laugh someday. Think of how it will sound like a story you could tell your friends and then see if possibly you can laugh about it now. Because with this attitude, you may also find yourself being more lighthearted and silly and giving yourself and those around you more to laugh about. Approach life in a more amusing way and you'll find you're less stressed about negative events and you'll experience more joy. Now, if you're still not feeling it, how about fake it until you make it? Just as studies show the positive effects of smiling occur whether the smile is fake or real, faked laughter also provides the benefits mentioned above. The body can't distinguish between fake laughter that you just start doing on purpose and real laughter that comes from true humor. And the physical benefits are exactly the same, and the former usually leads to the latter anyway. So, smile more and fake laughter. You'll still achieve positive effects, and the fake laughter may lead to real smiles and laughter. You've got nothing to lose here, and it really does work. Try it now. Just do a really loud laugh and see if it doesn't make you laugh. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about my nurse health coaching programs, simply go to my website, nurselori.com. Once there, you can contact me with any questions you may have. And remember to live agelessly. Bye for now.